98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Morning. Sorry, you caught me watching Tony McGregor on Instagram. What a strange Instagram account. It's like if someone is impersonating Conor McGregor and kind of living his best life as Conor McGregor. I need to come back to that at some point. I want to play you some videos from his page. It's very funny. But for now, let's talk about irony. So I had to explain what something ironic is, or when something is ironic, to my 8-year-old yesterday. Because I don't know if you noticed, but Cooper is not here again. And we'll talk to you a bit more about why later on. But essentially, he's done his back in. And he can't come back until like April 2nd. Because he's screwed. He sat down on the sofa and now he can't get up out of it. That's no joke. So I've been making fun of him. I've been laughing. I've been teasing him and everything. And I heard he wasn't coming back until April 2nd when I was in the gym yesterday. I was doing an exercise that I'd never done before. And I raised my arm up and twang, my whole left side just went out. And for some strange reason, I don't know, maybe it's a man thing or maybe it's just a me thing, I kept going with the exercise. I kept saying, be fine. I'll just keep going. It'll work itself. It's like a stitch. That was a stupid idea in hindsight. And so it got really bad and I couldn't lift my arm up. And I was on the phone to my daughter and I said, look, this is what irony is. You slag a guy who does something really quite simple and screws his entire body up. And then you do something quite simple like an exercise and you screw your whole left side up. Well, thank God, it's fine now, but God, the fear, because they would never let it go in here. If one of the presenters went out with a back issue and the other one came in and he couldn't move and he had to go out as well, they would never let me forget it. Get better soon, Coop, as well. I got Rhythm as a Dancer on the way. First, it's Hosier, someone new on the Big Breakfast.
Go and take this the road. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast.
So I was saying, you kind of caught me when I was talking there a while ago. I was looking at Tony McGregor's Instagram channel, and I'm not slagging the guy at all. He is living his best life, I do believe the term is, but it's just reminds me of someone who's impersonating a celebrity, because obviously, like, the guy didn't have that much money until his son got rich and everything, which is fine, like, fair play to them all. But if you just kind of scroll through like I'm doing now, he's mad into sailing, right? So there's loads and loads of videos of him in the marina down in Houghton and Dunleary and stuff like this. Like, have a listen, man.
Okay, so we've just finished winterizing the 188. So we're preparing for this weather warning. Derek O'Hoctagon from TV3, Virgin Media. We're tied down and we're winterized. I'll show you now the canopy that I've put on the 188. This is our winter canopy. Just turn around. And there she is there. As you can see from that there, it's a much sleeker profile now.
It's your son's boat,
so any winds should go over that hull. And the 188 would be well capable to cope with any storm.
I think he just reminds me of my dad. I think that's what it is. As in, like, if I all of a sudden got really rich and I gave a load of cash to my dad and I gave him my boat and stuff, he would probably make videos like that. Those awkward selfie Instagram videos where he doesn't know if it's recording or not. Or someone records the video for him and he does something and then he wants the person to stop recording, but he doesn't. So he says, no, stop, that's it there. That's probably what it is, I think. Yeah, he reminds me of my own dad. Grand, okay, I'm glad we sorted that out. Go on, so it's not even 6:30 and I'm already playing a classic throwback. Snap, Rhythm as a Dancer, 6:24 on a Friday. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM. But we don't actually have it. But you can YouTube it and find it if you really want to hear it. It's the Big Breakfast, 6:39, and we've Darren Cleary in studio. Which can mean only a few things.
I'm lost.
Late. And we're going to play a game.
Or really early for like Monday shift.
Sue's put him out of his misery. What is he doing here?
You're here for a test, Darren.
Oh no.
Not getting off too lightly.
Always fail tests.
It's the week that was quiz. So it's 5 questions on the last 5 days.
I've got a pen.
Do you know what would make this quiz more interesting?
What?
If the loser had to leave town. Like, if you lost the quiz, you just had to quit your job.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to put that on the table?
It's not a Western. Leave town. Like, you better get out of town.
Yeah, I think it should be.
What a weird thing.
I think we should up the stakes.
At sunset.
Cinema passes aren't enough.
It's too early for stakes. It's like, you know what I mean? It's too...
Not those stakes.
No, as in, yeah, as in stakes. As in, like, you know, it's too early to have any repercussions for a quiz on the radio. Because people are barely awake.
Okay, whoever gets this wrong is more than welcome to leave town for the weekend, but they must come back on Monday morning. How's that?
Okay.
Question one. Oh, and if you want to play 087-798-9898, there'll be cinema passes for anyone that gets all five questions right.
Go for it.
Question one. What kind of creature made headlines this week after being sold for 1.25 million?
Do you know this, Luke?
I do.
Is that because you're listening to my sport?
I was, actually, yeah. It was kind of interesting. It was on Monday or Tuesday, wasn't it?
Question.
Was it? Yeah.
Question two. Which Dublin suburb was Drake spotted hanging around in this week?
These are easy, Suze.
You've spoken too soon.
Don't say that.
Question three. What movie company did Disney take over this week in a multi-billion deal?
He's writing, Suze. He seems confident.
He 80 billion.
Your fourth question. The organisers behind Electric Picnic yesterday announced a new family festival for Wicklow. What's it called?
The nervous glance being turned to show.
Oh, are they that easy? Are they?
I knew it was all going to go wrong.
Flip it.
Okay, let's go back to the easy ones. What classic film announced it's getting a third installment this week?
Third installment. Can I have a hint? Because I'm really lost.
No, you can't get a hint. You were all confident there now.
I wasn't. You were confident. You were like, Suze is the stupidest quiz ever. I'm never leaving town.
087-798-9898. Darren is stumped. I'm confident. If you get them all five right, you beat Darren and also you win movie passes. So win-win.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
So the tail end of 98FM's Week That Was quiz. It is a quiz about the week that was.
You were feeling confident, but how did you do? Did you get all five questions right?
Let's find out. We got here.
Who's playing along?
Me and Darren.
Everyone else is asleep.
It's just okay. It's 6:46.
And they don't want to leave town if they lose.
All right. What kind of creature made headlines this week after being sold for 1.25 million euro?
Say at the same time, considering you asked me, did I know what it was? One, two, three. Pigeon.
The messy of pigeons, so it is. Question two. What Dublin suburb was Drake spotted hanging around in this week?
Well, he got on the Lewis and went to Tala, didn't he?
Tala is right, the square as well.
Yeah, he got on the red line, fair play.
Apparently the square thing was fake news, though. He didn't actually go to Eddie Rockets. That was made up by another radio station.
Oh, it's probably made up by Eddie Rockets. George, you heard Drake was drinking milkshakes in Eddie Rockets? No, Eddie. No, he wasn't. You weren't even open at 2 a.m. Yeah, he was.
All right. Question three. What movie company did Disney take over this week in a multi-billion deal?
Fox.
That's what I was thinking as well.
What did you write, though, Darren?
Oh. Fox, actually.
Sue's in with the question. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give him that to...
Our fourth question. The organisers behind Electric Picnic have announced a new family festival for Wicklow. What's it called?
I said Wicklow Wellness.
Oh.
Because everyone's into wellness lately.
Well, I have a friend who lives in Bray, also in County Wicklow. His name is Will. And he complains that there's not enough things for Wills to do in Wicklow.
Right.
So I think they're launching the Wicklow Willy Festival.
Wow.
They missed a trick.
No?
You went there.
They're not doing it.
I taught you.
There's no festival for Willy in Wicklow.
No.
He's going to be so disappointed.
I know. Look, there's nothing worse than a disappointed
Will. Tell Will he can come along to this. It's called Kaleidoscope.
Oh, it's
in
so
Blessington.
Close.
Good luck spelling that.
Yeah.
Text and Will, come to K-O... Ah, forget it.
The thing you twirl on your eye.
Yeah.
The thing you... All right, we're still tied, though.
The Wicklow Willy Festival would have made way more sense.
Darren...
Final question. What classic film announced it's getting a third installment?
Now, you seem to be stuck on this, Darren.
Well, I think it's a trick question because I think she means Toy Story, but that's a fourth installment.
Am I wrong?
Did you say it's Toy Story?
Yeah.
It's not. Luke,
it's
what is
bleeding
it?
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Remember?
Excellent.
No. I don't.
It's a brilliant song.
I'm too worried about Wicklow.
So what is the final score, please?
So, Luke, you got 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Darren, you only got 3.
You're useless.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Yeah, that's right. It's very, very close now, isn't it? It's what, April, I should know this, April 14th, I think it is. Could be wrong, I think it's 14th, the new season. So it's wrapping up. Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys, I suppose, Targaryen, she won't be back. And she's taken the opportunity to finally discuss something that really affected her just at the very, very end of the first season and then started the second season. She actually had 2 strokes. Like 2 full-on strokes and had full-on brain surgery and didn't tell anybody about it. Said nothing. She has mad anxiety and panic attacks about it, as you would. And so she set up this charity to sort of help and give back to people that could be suffering with the same thing. It's called Same You. Have a listen to her talk about it here. She's so eloquent with her words. She articulates like literally every part of a word. I could listen to her all day.
Hi guys, so today I launched a charity. It's been a number of years in the making, and I really sincerely hope that you click on the link in my bio and let me know what you think. I kept quiet about something that's happened to me for quite a few years, and I wrote a piece for The New Yorker. And I really sincerely would love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear your stories, because that's why I started this.
Her eyebrows are going mad as well in the video. Fair play to her. It takes a lot. Obviously, it's really affected her. And to continue shooting one of the most successful seasons, the most successful TV shows of all time after major brain surgery. Unreal. It's called Same You, is the name of the charity. Kings of Leon now, Sex on Fire. That will do the secret sound in about 20 minutes. Good morning. Happy Friday, by the way.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. So, I like to think of Suze as a sort of older sister. Where, if you have an older sister, you'll know exactly what I mean. You do something, and it can be something that you find quite normal. She'll come in and be like, did you do that? And it automatically makes you feel like a dweeb.
You give me lots of good content to slag you over, though, really, on your social media. Like, anything you put up is embarrassing.
I put up stuff on social media. You don't, so you can't slag it because you're not in the club.
Yes, okay. So yesterday, I think what's happening, you're on a healthy buzz, are you? You're
like
changing
buzz, yeah.
Your lifestyle. You're
just
going on holidays soon.
That's all it is.
So yesterday, Luke decided to put up his entire menu of what he was eating yesterday for his lunch, before he went to the gym, for his dinner, and then underneath wrote how many calories was in each meal as well, just so we knew, you know, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
My question is, why bother? What's the point?
So as you speak, right, you're dividing the county, okay?
Yeah,
okay? What's happening is a lot of people are going, yeah, that seems quite like a normal thing to do. And the rest of you, like you, are going, why does he do that?
Like, are you a food blogger now, are you?
No,
nutritional coach.
I actually
influencer
thought the food looked quite nice because I proportioned it quite nicely. And I just said, you know what? People might want to know how much an egg white omelette and some toast has in it.
Do they?
Well, I would, right? Because I'm counting my calories, which sounds so boring. But I have this little app. It tells you how much calories you can have. And so now I know that if I have an egg white omelette, I'm still grand for the rest. Loads of calories to go. I can have a muffin.
Well, if I wanted to know how many calories in an egg white omelette, I'd look at that app and not at your Instagram.
Some might say that's something you could say. Stop slagging me. Oh. You do something. You document your bleeding day would you?
No, I'm a mysterious enigma. That's what I am.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes at 98
FM's Big Breakfast.
Power Over Me. I'm looking forward to his next single. Like, I like that, but I want more. Looking forward to playing it. 7:45. Okay, so next week we have Colin Farrell on the show. I'm going to interview him about his new movie, Dumbo, which I've seen. And I'll give you a little preview. Oh, I can't give you a preview. It's embargoed. I can't give you a preview of what I thought about it, but I'll tell you next week. Sorry, Disney goes mad. Mickey Mouse calls to my house and says, oh, you can't talk about the movie, Luke. But what we can talk about is Colin Farrell's weird thing that happened on Lorraine. So Lorraine is that, you know, daytime chat show host. And I presume Colin Farrell has been on multiple shows over the course of his career, ranging from, you know, the biggest ones to the smallest ones. But he just kind of struck me as a guy who, this was like his first time on TV or something, you know. And he did the weird, he does what you do when it's your first time on TV. You give shout outs to people. You give, hello to me, you know, hello to mommy and daddy. You know, like when they win the Oscar speech, they immediately say hi to their kids. Have a listen.
Can I do a quick shout out to my Auntie May as well, who's watching this in Torrevieja.
Completely.
Who is the most gentle and bravest woman in the world. Aww. And she's been fighting a lot of health issues in the last couple of years and having a really rough time.
Auntie May.
I just want to tell Auntie May I love you. And my cousin, whose name I can't remember. His name again. Don't anyone, I have family here, don't anyone shout it.
He's forgotten his own cousin's name.
Oh my God, Martina. I'm so sorry. Martina.
Very early.
Lorraine makes me nervous when she wears leopard skin print.
Oh, it's going to be very difficult not to bring this up when we're chatting to him later on next week. And then, you know, so he didn't get the name right there. And so he kind of overcompensates for it when he's talking about his mates.
But I was at home for Christmas for 3 weeks this year, and then I go tomorrow for three nights, so I'll catch up with my mates, call around to the house, cups of tea and all that jazz.
Can you still do that? I mean,
it's very simple. And are they really the
mates?
Life.
They're the mates that will tell you the truth and tell you.
Yeah, but they don't really tell me anything.
What's their name?
Would you just do? Just talk a bit?
Yeah, we just go. I just catch up on what's going on at home. It's mad. I have a few friends at home, like Ronan, Rue, Sineva, and they all, things haven't changed. I mean, they've changed in their lives, they've changed in my lives, but there's some kind of commonality that defies description.
It's just all the names. Yeah, Sean, Tina, and my cousin. I've forgotten their name.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
The question to you is, have you ever forgotten somebody's name at a really crucial point? Like, there was Colin Farrell literally doing shout-outs to everybody he knows, and he forgot his cousin's name and made it just so painfully obvious that he did not know the person's name.
My cousin, whose name I can't remember.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM's Big Breakfast. So this happened to Colin Farrell when he's on daytime TV.
My cousin, whose name I can't remember. His name again. Don't anyone, I have family here, don't anyone shout it. Oh my God.
Smooth, man, smooth. So we asked, you know, does it ever happen to you? Do you ever forget somebody's name? It's just that you really needed to know it.
It's easy to forget your cousin's name. So I have 50-odd cousins. Like, he might have the same.
That's true. That is very true. Traffic Jam Joe there. My mom constantly calls me my sister's name, Rose, and Rose, Luke. I don't know why. This came in then as well. Who's this from? Oh, Shelley. Shelley says,
I forget names all the time. It's even gotten to the stage now where I call my son my dog's name and my dog my son's name.
But how? Is your dog's name Sean or something? Like, please tell me your dog's name is not, you know, like Rexy or something, because it's just not obvious. And then she goes on to tell this story, which is hilarious.
But one day I was in Tesco's and I bumped into a girl I walked with. And she introduced me to her fiancé. But my husband and daughter were in another aisle. Next of all, they walked over beside us, and for the life of me, I couldn't remember the girl's name. So I didn't introduce them, and it was kind of awkward. But we bumped into them in every single aisle after that, and it was mortifying. And as soon as I left Tesco's, her name popped into my head.
Yeah. And what was it?
98 FM's Big Breakfast
Friday. It's time for Kids Green.
98
FM.
Yes! It is finally time. We've decided over much deliberation to do Kids Greedy Guts every 2 weeks. So twice a month, we get a kid on for Greedy Guts. And instead of playing for cash, you're playing for prizes. Now, massive amount of interest, a massive amount of kids wanting to come on. I feel like it's the Late Late Toy Show. But someone who made it through is age 9. And she's on the line right now. Good morning, Layla.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Congratulations. First things first, for even making it through to this place in your life, you've done an incredible job.
I'm so excited.
I know, I'm so excited for you. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Okay, and what's it like being a 9 year old?
Pretty fun. Your life is very fun because you don't have to pay for anything.
That's true. That is very, very true. Well, you can't win cash at this moment in time, but you can win some prizes. So shall we start?
Yeah.
Okay. For 25 points. First question is, in the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall?
Humpty Dumpty.
I said Miss Muffet, so I'd be wrong, but you were right. Yes. So for 25 points, you have just won retro drive-in movie passes to see Frozen, right?
Yay!
That would be great. That's a great prize. Now, you could take that prize, or you could keep going for 50 points, which are tickets to go see Anne-Marie in the Three Arena on the 1st of June.
I'll go on.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
50 points.
They get harder as they get, you know, as we go on now. But the question is, finish this song, okay? And I'll have to sing it, so you have to sing it back to me. You ready? Are you ready, Layla?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob the Builder, can we fix it?
Bob the Builder, yes we can!
Yes! Well done. Layla, you have just won tickets to go see Anne-Marie in the Three Arena 1st of June. How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah, is your mom there with you?
Yeah,
I am.
Oh, hiya.
How's it going?
Good, good. You, to get to know Layla a little bit, she loves gymnastics. She can stand on her head for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And she loves music as well. I don't blame you. You have to love music. What do you want to be when you grow up?
My own boss.
Who is this person? That is a very grown-up answer. I love it. Okay, well, you are your own boss at the moment because you can keep going now for 100 points. And the prize is a Lego Friends set. It's a Heart Lake City hotel, this huge Lego thing. What would you like to do?
I'll go in.
Oh my God.
100 points.
I promised my daughter that she could listen to this, so she's listening now. I hope she's as nervous as I am. Oh my God. What language, other than English, does Dora the Explorer speak?
Spanish.
Didn't quite get that. What was that one?
Spanish.
A little bit louder.
Spanish!
Yes! I thought it was Portuguese for a while, but apparently it's Spanish, so fair play to her. Okay, well, look, congratulations. You've gotten to question 3, which means you have won that Lego Friends Heart Lake City Hotel. However, Layla, who wants to be her own boss and is a gymnastic person already, you could keep going for 250 points and win an annual zoo family pass. So that would mean you could go to the zoo with your family or people that you know or strangers and bring them in for free.
Yeah, I'll go on.
Oh, yes!
250 points.
Are you getting nervous?
Kind of.
What school do you go to? That's not the question, I'm just wondering.
The school named Padraig.
Okay, do you want to give a shout out to everybody there?
Yeah.
Okay, you did it. Fair play to you. That's good. All right, that's good.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. Yeah, right. Zoe's your best mate, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, Zoe can't help you.
I know that.
This is a bit of a tough one. It is question 4. Can you name 5 Irish counties?
Dublin. Meath. Cork. Kilkenny.
Okay. Yes!
Yes!
Wow, I could barely do that. Congratulations. Did your mom help you a little bit?
Yeah, I'm so
Okay, well, congratulations again. You've won an annual zoo family pass. You could take that now and just walk away into the, go into your school and say, guess what, I was on the radio, I won, it was a really good time, Luke is super cool, super funny guy, you know, or, you know, if you wanted to, or you can keep going for the final question.
What's the final question about?
Oh, thanks, ma'am. The final question is a multiple choice question, so that means that you have one possible answer and or two possible correct answers and one false one, and you have to find the correct one.
Which one to do? I'll go on.
Oh my god!
500 points.
Can't deal. You're also on Facebook Live, by the way. I forgot to tell you. I hope that's okay. So you can look back at this moment in time. You can see me in my green shirt talking to you on the radio. So if you've just come in, to recap for those at the back, this is Layla. She's 9. She wants to be her own boss. She's from Ballycullen, and she's there with her mum. She loves gymnastics and music. She's an all-round nice girl. Her best friend is Zoe. It's a big question. Which of these is not a character in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Veruca Salt, Harry Wormwood, or Augustus Gloop?
Harry Wormwood.
Yay!
Yay!
You have won the top prize of €100 to spend in Smith's. Yes! Yes,
thank
Layla.
You.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah! Now, go and have a fantastic day in school and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you like 98FM at all?
Yeah, I watch it every morning.
Yay! All right, Layla, see you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Cute. Cute. Love it.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
So this is exciting. This is cool, right? So I don't know if you remember, on Netflix, they had that show called Bandersnatch, which was a interactive, dark episode of Black Mirror. So you got to decide by simply pressing OK on an option what the person did in the episode, and they had all these different scenarios, you know, like should he eat the cornflakes or eat the toast, or should he murder that person or not. Like, they really went quite dark, and that was the first in what Netflix said they would do a few of. So the next one to come out is You Versus Wild, which is a Bear Grylls interactive TV show on Netflix. I know, right? A little bit weird. Have a listen to the trailer.
My adventure, it's up to you. We've got two options of what to do here. Either step really tentatively or crawl like a seal. You're on this journey with me. You decide.
It's awfully dramatic, isn't it? So essentially, you pick whether or not he goes down the trench or up the mountain or into the bear's den or back to the hotel, or you know, you really have full control, I suppose, over Mr. Bear Grylls, which is leads to the question, because in Bandersnatch, Netflix released all of the choices that everybody made, and most people made the person in the TV show's life a living hell, picked the worst type of scenario, and I have to admit, so did I. Because, I don't know, it's a morbid sense of curiosity I wanted to see. So I thought, well, why don't we do that? An interactive Big Breakfast. So, let's see if this works, shall we? Should I, next on The Big Breakfast, play Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life, or Summertime by Will Smith? It's your decision. You decide. Text now.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
So, there's an interactive show coming to Netflix. There's going to be a lot of these because Bandersnatch did so well. There's actually a lot of YouTube videos which are interactive as well. A lot of kids on kids Netflix, there's a few as well. I've seen my daughter play, what was it called again? Minecraft, interactive Minecraft. Very strange. Very strange. So Bear Grylls is now doing that. So you decide whether or not he jumps off the cliff or jumps into the water or climbs on his belly. And like, first things first, he would have had to have shot all of those scenes. So that's an incredible amount of work for this dude. I'd say the hotel that he went back to directly after would have been really nice. So we asked you, interactive big breakfast, how would that work? Like, imagine if we literally left nearly all of the decisions that we make here on 98FM's Big Breakfast up to you. It's kind of tempting in a weird way, because then I can't be held accountable. You know, Luke, why did you play back-to-back Spice Girls for the hour? Well, the listener voted for it. There's nothing I can do about it. Okay, the more I'm talking about it, the more I think it's actually quite a good idea. Anyway, for now, though, I just gave you a simple choice. Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life, or Summertime Will Smith. I can't believe that you went for this choice. I mean, like, think about it. One is clearly better than the other. Nah, mind joking. Hey, the day is again longer. It's bright at 7 o'clock. It's Will Smith, Summertime. It's the Big Breakfast, 10 to 9. Yeah.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Big fan of Cardi B. Weird, I know, but I am. I remember the first time we talked about her, we literally started talking about how she says really weird things. Like, oh, brr, oh, brr. It doesn't make any sense. It's this weird kind of rolling of the tongue that she does. This is the inspiration.
You know, it's like a cold pigeon in New York City.
And what would what would that mean?
It's just like, you know, like, it depends on the situation that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody checks somebody,
oh yeah,
it's like,
okay. Doesn't make any sense. However, it makes money. If it don't make dollar, it don't make sense. Cardi B has now trademarked that. So, okay, you or is, you can't use that anymore. Like on merchandise or anything, it's all hers. Which is just crazy. That's gonna be all over trousers and boots and hoodies and everything. And she's gonna make a fortune. Fair play to her, I suppose. She took a word that she made up and is now making cash off it. Wish I could do that. From that to David Blaine, All About the Magic. He's probably the weirdest illusionist magician guy, if you think about it. Like, have you ever watched any of his documentaries? He's a weird dude. I think it's because after the trick is done, he just stares at the people. Like, they did this load of thing with celebrities, Bryan Cranston and everything. He put like a nail through his hand and they're all freaking out. Will Smith's freaking out and he's just there staring at them like, he's a weird dude. Hey, he's coming to Dublin, so you can see him. He's coming to the Three Arena. That would be pretty cool. He does a variety of really weird stuff. Tickets go on sale. It's today the 29th? No, it's next week. So they go on sale next week. Unfortunately, if you're under 13, you can't go. It's only for over 13s because your little brains can't handle the magic. And finally, Gemma Collins. She is threatening the world by saying she's releasing some music with Naughty Boy, the guy who did that track with Beyonce, Running. If you've ever wondered what Gemma Collins sounds like singing, well, here's her back in January singing a song. My God. This is me. Hopefully she doesn't follow through with her threat. That's the gossip cord, Luke. Now go in peace.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
The bottom of my heart that I've been pouring, yeah.
Picture this. One drink on 98FM. It's time for One Story with producer Suze as she transports us to another place.
Yeah, let's head over to Bristol in the UK today. Huh? And I'll just bring you back to last month when Luke turned 30. You had kind of a little bucket list, didn't you?
Mean for mentioning it, but yeah.
What was on that list? What were the things again that you
did? So what we actually did. The big one was the high dive. Which was ridiculously scary in the National Aquatic Centre. There was also driving articulated lorry and wakeboarding.
And what else is there that you do you think you've ticked off everything?
God, no. I'd love to go stand up paddleboarding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Live Dangerously. I'm sure there's loads more.
Wow, dangerous.
I'm telling you. Hoverboarding.
Well, there's this lady in Bristol, 104 years old. Her name is Anne. And she too has a bucket list. But you think at 104 years old, you've probably ticked off the majority of it. And she has. But she had one last request for this bucket list. She said it'll be signed off now. And that was to get arrested.
Oh.
She said, in all my years, I'm now 104 years old and I've never, ever been on the wrong side of the law. And so the care home that she's in Bristol, they got in touch with the local police force and they asked, you know, could you fulfill this woman's dreams? All she wants to do is get arrested and she can tick it off that list. And they said, absolutely.
So what law did she break?
Well, she didn't really break a law. She just got her, they came over and arrested her. They're obliging her.
That doesn't sound
good. Right.
She could have smashed a bleeding window or some misdemeanor.
Actually, yeah, they could have let her do that.
Go mad, Betty or Mary. What was her name?
Anne.
Anne's nearly there.
Actually, yeah, to be arrested for an actual crime would have been better. But PC Stephen Harding and PC Kelly Foyle arrived with the handcuffs and they... I love this from PC Steve, right? This is what he said.
What a name.
He said, she was surprised to see us. I don't think she could remember at first that she wanted to be arrested, but when she saw us and the handcuffs were coming on, she went along with it then.
Wow.
And then Anne said, I had a lovely day. It was interesting. Nothing like this has happened to me before, but it was great.
Oh, well, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that's on someone's bucket list, not on mine. I hope that never happens.
You've never been arrested?
I hope not to ever either.
Oh, hang on. Are you saying this diplomatically? Like, I hope you never get arrested again. Is that what you're saying? Because we've all been arrested in this room, am I right?
I've no comment, Judge.
Okay, grand. Yeah. It's an enjoyable experience once you get off.
I'm going to give you a song suggestion instead, will I?
Yeah, go on. All save right. us both.
Give me your song suggestions as well, but I'm going to start off with Akon, Locked Up.
Can I get locked up? They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
So there you have it, a song about an old woman who just wanted to get arrested. I think we can all relate somehow.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. So Suze came in and told us a story about a woman who just wanted to get arrested. Now, it wasn't some 18-year-old. No, no. She was like 104 or something. What was she? 105?
104 years old, yet only thing left on her bucket list was to get arrested.
So the song suggestions, this came in straight away.
I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and the law won.
Yeah, love it, love it. This is titled Bob Marley Bad Boys, but I don't think it is.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
It's actually Inner Circle.
That's what I thought, yeah. I have a picture of Bob Marley on it. Very strange. Has not won though, because Paul and Anto, congratulations, you both won IMC movie passes because you're stuck in traffic in Finglas and you said, hang on, lads, yeah? Shank, prison, woman. That's all he said. Shank, prison, woman. So I presume you wanted this.
Right about now.
It's Fat Boy Slim.
The Funk Soul Brother.
Happy Shank Friday!
Now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.